So I'll offer a little guided meditation. And it will be metta, kindness, love for your body and parts of your body. And if we have time, we'll include your mind. Metta for your mind. Yes, there's always time. You can always do it after. Always good. Always good. And I will invite you at one point to invite someone. It can be human. It can be not human. It can be more than human. It can have eyes or not eyes, but some presence in whose, when you're in their presence, your nervous system relaxes. When you're in their presence, you breathe out. So take a moment before we begin just to think of who you will invite, and you don't have to know them. If you do know them, they don't always have to be perfectly full of metta, but in this image of them, they are. In this iconic moment, they've kind of been suspended in time and they're like an icon. It could be more or less personal. So if there's no character that comes, it could be something like the sun, the solar sun. The Buddha was known as the solar friend who radiated in all directions, well-wishing. And it's not a figure where there's push and pull, right? There is a certain amount of equanimity you're able to just sit without pushing towards and pulling back, because in their presence you don't need to push and pull. And if there is no obvious other that comes to mind, let there be a space at your table for this loving other, and entertain the idea that there is a presence, even if it has no character right now. And if all that's too far-fetched, that's fine. Let the metta come from wherever it comes from for your body and your mind. And it would just be a fairly short sitting on this first night. Although you look all really bright and awake, so maybe we'll stay up for hours. You actually look surprisingly alert for the end of the first night. Maybe you're faking it. You look good. All right. So step one, please just very lightly welcome yourself to your seat. Or if you can't welcome yourself, let them welcome you. Let your belly take enough room. Let it have space. Let your arms be soft. And wait for your breath. Wait for your breathing body to say, yep, I'm here. Step two, invite the presence of love. whether you see them or sense them or they just have a name or they're just sort of a vague, okay, you're here. And sit with them for a minute. And tuning in to that aspect where you can be yourself here. There's nothing you have to change about you. There's no aspect that is an error about you. They do not see anything to judge or evaluate. That's not their job. Their absolute delight is to have the opportunity to radiate toward you. Radiate maybe like the sun. Sometimes the gentle joy, sometimes the bright metta. And asking your body if there are any parts of your body that would love or would be willing to come forward, so to speak, that long to be bathed, that long to be touched, that long to be seen. Maybe hungry to know what it is to be without pushing and pulling. And see if there are parts that want to come forward and be highlighted. Any aches, injuries, any places you have overlooked or treated unkindly. Maybe they all come together, maybe one at a time. And allow them tenderly to come forward and be received with the gaze. Or the touch. Or the fragrance. Or maybe the warmth. And let the other radiate. Their well wishing for you. Is there a part of your body that is tired or burdened or sick or absent? Or that has worked so hard? Breathing with that part and entertaining the idea that the other is loving other, that their very present comes toward you like a balsam, like a kind fragrance, as if they are saying, I want the best for you. You are so loved. If you only knew how loved you are. And letting your body breathe. And maybe that part is willing to yield, to offer itself into the presence of metta. Here I am. And maybe the metta comes to you like a substance that you somehow trust. And maybe it gets into the pockets of resistance. Or numbness, or inflammation, and if your mind fades out, just bringing back to mind your availability. And the presence of a kind of love that is just right for you. And what if now you make your whole body available? To the solar friend. As if there intention of metta for you. Has such a light touch. Has no agenda that we need be any other than we are. And what if in this presence any ways that your body has twisted and contorted through absolute necessity, is now allowed to rest. imagining them in their element. Offering their blessing. To you. And maybe it's like a bath, or maybe it's like a fragrance, or maybe it's like a subtle liquid. Maybe it's a color. How does their metta come? And where does your body let it go? Which bones might it enter? Which flesh might it touch? Finding a way to complete with this practice for now, maybe if it feels right to thank them. Or simply let them go, or and spending now a minute with the pulse of metta, sensitive to the whole body. To end the evening, if there is a metta phrase in your heart that you would like to wish, excuse me, and offer to us, your fellow practitioners. Even if you feel shy to do so, maybe. If you feel called upon, and are willing, then please stand just one at a time. There'll be time for just a few. And wait as some of us turn toward you. And if you like, please offer your metta to us with your phrase, may you be well, whatever it is. And I'll ring the bell after. As you bless us, you can sit down and we'll have a couple more.